drops.
Yeah, boy!
One thing that rocks about Haunter forums and Halloween Facebook pages is being able to see regular postings and pictures of the progress being made on cool prop builds. One thing that kind of sucks about them is watching a really cool prop build slowly creep along in tiny increments over a very long period of time. This month, we grant well-deserved mad props to Derek Young, who tormented his fellow minions for about 6 months with his lovingly crafted horse-drawn hearse. Derek was quite enamored by a few pictures of horse-drawn hearses he saw online and decided a hearse would be just the thing to grace his Van Oaks Cemetery yard haunt in Sherman Oaks, California. Not having any blueprints or hearse-building experience himself, he sought counsel from prop master and forum regular Evil Bob Andrews. Evil Bob has a well-earned reputation for ambitious builds and has not one but two full-size hearse builds under his belt, so his expertise was much appreciated. The last ride began in January of this year, as Derek meticulously worked his way through the highly detailed planning process that precedes all of his major builds, which largely consists of wandering aimlessly through the home improvement centers looking for pre-made parts that'll look good. Since a hearse, like any other carriage, is basically a box on wheels, the key is in the bling and surface detail. So he set about looking for appropriate bits of decorative lumber and ornamentation to trick out the basic frame structure he had in mind. Like most haunters, Derek is bedeviled by a limited amount of storage space, so he knew the hearse would have to be scaled down a bit in size and made sectional for easy breakdown and storage. The principal framework is made of 1x2 and 1x3 furring strips accented with decorative chair rail molding, and four fluted pilasters adorn the corner columns. Lengths of galvanized pipe with appropriate fittings form the axles for the wheels, with a Lazy Susan providing the pivoting action for the front axle. The front seat of the carriage is framed with plywood, flanked by two flicker LED-equipped carriage lamps, and topped with a beautiful cushioned seat made by an upholsterer. Flat surfaces not bearing any appreciable loading or structural stress were made of Luon and pink foam board to save weight. A used oval picture frame made for a decorative rear window, and the top frame was studded with plastic fence finials. The most difficult part to get was the wheels. Not surprisingly, considering his Facebook presence, Derek is not Amish, so wooden wagon wheels are not exactly something he could just pick up at the corner shop down the street. The wheels had to be searched for and ordered online. The entire structure is finally painted with white semi-gloss enamel. The rear carriage is also rigged with green LED lighting strips rigged to a dynamic LED mini dimmer circuit. All sections were individually painted, and the assembled structure is held together by pocket screws and hinge pins. When disassembled, the relatively lightweight sections form a fairly flat bundle that stores well in his garage. To further save space, the overall piece was built at a scale of about 60%. So, if anyone out there in TV land is stupid and irresponsible and sadistic enough to give Snooki her own show, let her know we've got a ride waiting with her name all over it. As aforementioned, the build took about 6 months, and the cost came in at around $400 or $500, the lion's share of which went for the damn wheels. You can see pictures of the build and finished product on Halloween Forum, where Derek goes by the name D Minor, on the thread entitled 2013 Horse-Drawn Hearse Build. Congratulations, Derek, and well worth the wait. This fabulous funerary flivver is one sweet final ride. I am not worthy.
Podcast!
Haunting Halloween and horror!